Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday said Israel lacked a credible plan to protect some 1.4 million Palestinian civilians in Rafah and warned an Israeli attack could create an insurgency by failing to kill all Hamas fighters in the southern Gaza city. Hamas fighters, he said, are returning to northern Gaza areas that Israel claimed to have cleared, and an assault on Rafah risks doing terrible harm to civilians without ending the presence there of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. NBC and CBS News aired interviews with Blinken dominated by U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to pause a shipment of bombs to Israel over fears of massive civilian casualties in Rafah. The UN's human rights chief responded on Sunday to Israel's latest evacuation orders to civilians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a statement Sunday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said Israel's latest evacuation call raises serious humanitarian questions.
The latest evacuation orders affect close to a million people in Rafah. So where should they go now? There is no safe place in Gaza. These exhausted, famished people, many of whom have been displaced many times already, have no good options.
Turk said a full-scale attack on Rafah would have a catastrophic impact and urged all nations and states with influence on Israel to do what they can to prevent it. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Israelis marked Memorial Day for fallen soldiers and Israelis killed in attacks on Sunday. Israel's president led a ceremony where a crowd stood still while a siren sounded. This is VOA News. Russian forces attacking Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region were engaged in fighting near a border town, Kyiv's troops said on Sunday, as President Volodymyr Zelensky described heavy fighting there and in the east. Moscow troops entered into the Kharkiv region on Friday, opening a northeastern front in the 27-month war that has long been waged in the south and east. Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, is 30 kilometers from the Russian border. Another prosecution star witness in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial is about to take the stand. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
He once said he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump. Now his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is going to testify against the former president in his hush money trial. Cohen paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about what she testified to as a sex encounter with Trump, which he denied. Prosecutors say the crime was Trump reimbursing Cohen for the hush money. Trump denies this and at a campaign event Saturday said the case is politically motivated.
I'm being forced to endure a Biden show trial, all done by Biden.
Cohen expected on the stand Monday. Julie Walker, New York.
The season's first major wildfire spread to more than 12,000 hectares across western Canada on Sunday as authorities issued an evacuation order for thousands of residents in British Columbia and warned of poor air quality across the country. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Eyewitness video captured on Friday showed fire blocking a highway that connects Alberta to the Northwest Territories. Authorities in Alberta said six crews of firefighters, along with 13 helicopters and air tankers, were working to tame the fire on Sunday. They said the blaze had subdued but was expected to spread again as the temperatures soar. Meanwhile, Canada's Weather Service issued a special air quality statement extending from British Columbia to Ontario on Sunday. The federal government warned of another catastrophic wildfire season as it forecast higher than normal spring and summer temperatures, boosted by El Nino weather conditions.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Separatist parties are in danger of losing their decade-long hold of power in Spain's northeastern region of Catalonia. The pro-Union Socialist Party won the most votes and seats in a Catalan regional election for the first time on Sunday. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.